Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, y'all? You tuned in with Wayne's Views, y'all. Unfortunately, this is my last show on Hear Candy Radio, dog. Man. Man, oh man, that's hard to say. But last night I just was in my feelings. I was going through my pictures over my last year with Ear Candy, and I had a personal reflection on the past year. And it's been a roller coaster ride. I can't believe I'm only a minute into this show and I'm already doing this. Wow. Right now is I don't know. It's a bittersweet moment, and I think right now it's more bitter than sweet. So we're going to reflect on my past year with Ear Candy. But right now, we're about to get into the drop. I'm going to be playing this drop all throughout the show. So don't get tired of it. Y'all better learn it, memorize it. And then we're going to get into a song. So we'll be right back after this.
They say I got a big ego. I guess I got a big ego. Best independent internet black radio. Ear Candy Radio. Ooh, they don't feel me though. I got the tea, I got the scoop, the worldwide news. Sit back and just relax. This is Wayne's Views.
Now, wait, before I go into this song, everybody who knows me on Ear Candy Radio knows that this was my shit. I've been playing this song out since my first show last year, and I can't. What would I look like not playing it on the last? So I'm gonna go ahead and pass it over to Janelle Monae with "I Like That."
Give a fuck if I was just the only one who likes that. I
I like that too. I like that too. That song made me feel so good. That song made me feel so motherfucking good. That's why I just been playing it on the show. Like, Ear Candy has made me feel amazing. Thank you so much for allowing me this platform. Thank you for allowing me to wear my heart on my sleeve. Wayne's Views, either you're going to like me, you're going to hate me, or you're going to love me. But you're going to see the world through my eyes. I didn't start this show for people to take my side. I didn't start this show for people to determine whether or not I was lying. This is just see the world through my eyes. And you can follow me or not. But it's still Wayne's Views at the end of the day. I would never be half of who I am on the entertainer side had it not been for Brittany. Brittany made me so comfortable to be who I was at first, just behind the mic. And then as we got closer with the radio station, she actually allowed me to be who I was behind the mic, but now in person. Now I can be this person. I can stand. Like, I wasn't always this Wayne, and I can't go on without giving Brittany full credit for what she did for me. This decision was long. It was drawn out. It was the toughest decision that I'll ever make. The toughest business decision that I'll ever make. I cried about it. I was stressed. I lost a lot of sleep, because I didn't want to do it. Like, Brittany's going through a lot personally, and I didn't want to be that one to rain on an already rainy parade when you know what I'm saying? I know what you're going through. So it was just timing and, it's been a lot. Okay, so let's just reflect. So I started Ear Candy Radio almost a year ago on the Deanna K Show, which, shout out to Deanna K. She's taught me a lot. She is just the shit. And I got to go ahead and shout her out real quick. She comes on every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. This is her drop.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
It's time. That's my girl, Deanna K. Y'all heard her. So I started my show, I started on her show. And it was short-lived, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed some buffalo dip. She made some good dip, y'all. She made some good dip. So I had a good time, but it was a weird time for me. It was a really weird time for me, and we ended up I ended up getting my own show, a spinoff show, and that's where Wayne's Views came about. So with that, I wanted my viewers to know me for who I was, for who I really am. And by doing that, I had to open up some old wounds. So I revealed to my viewers that I was diagnosed with HIV. I hate those words together, those letters, H and I and V. No, can we call it VIH? I like that better. That sounds way better, VIH. V-I-H, I like that. But anyway, at the time that I shared this with my viewers, I was at a point to talk about it. But you're opening up an old wound. It's going to hurt. Anytime you open an old wound, it's going to sting just a little. And it took me to share that, to know that. So I interviewed some great people, but when I had my show, it was just me. Oh, And a lot of people didn't believe me. A lot of people thought that I was doing it just for views. I heard a lot. And in the course of this year, I actually found out a lot about myself. More recently, I found out that I've had sex with transgenders, allegedly. With two transgenders. They dropped names and everything. That's what was crazy. I also found out that I have a kid by one of my cousins. I found out a lot about me just from the viewers, because like I said, you either go like me or hate me. And the people that hated me, they hated me. But in this industry, not even in this industry, as a person, people are going to talk about you if you're doing good, bad, sad, or in between. They're going to talk. They're going to find something wrong with what you're wearing. They're going to find something wrong with how you speak. They're going to find something wrong with your body language, your attitude. There's something that someone is always going to find wrong about you. So the bad things that people were saying about me when I had these shows, it was just like, okay, heard it all before. And what y'all saying now ain't going to be nothing that I ain't going to hear down the line. So that was like small shit to a giant. You feel me? What really bothered me, it was a combination of things that led to this decision. And what really was the hardest part about all this is when I talk about VIH, when I talk about this shit, there's a lot of people that open up to me and tell me how brave I am, and they thank me, and they open up to me, which bravery, that's not a brave act to me. This, me speaking my truth and allowing people in and sharing my personal with people, that's not bravery to me. This is kind of like a diary. This is an outlet for me. So I never looked at it. I never said anything or did anything or planned a show to help people. That was never my intent. My intent was to just entertain. I'm an entertainer. That's way worse. But when people come to me and they say, you know, thank you for being that voice. I have this. I haven't told my partner. There was even somebody more recently who opened up to me and told me that she didn't know that she had herpes. And excuse me, still had. She didn't know that she had herpes. And she gave it to her son when he was born. And they thought that it was some rare skin disease that he had. But they found out days later that they were both positive for type 2 herpes. And her baby died. Now, fuck the Wayne's views. Fuck the views. Fuck the likes. Fuck the faith. Fuck the social media. Fuck the public figure. Me, Dwayne Dixon, that shit hurts. Like, and to sit up here and talk about it, and I got tears running down my face, like, I feel that could have been any fucking body. And that this is every day now since Ear Candy. I get this every day. Thank you. Like, I got this. And how do I tell? Or when should I get checked? And I get this every day, and I didn't ask for this. I did not ask for this shit, y'all. I did not ask for it, and I don't want it. I don't want it. But this isn't by chance. Like, this didn't happen by mistake. So I'm just learning to use my superpowers for good. And if you know that I got VIH, you know about alkaline. You know about this plant-based diet that I've been on and off for about a year that's supposed to cure me from VIH. So the next project for Wayne's Views will be a documentary. I'll be documenting my life and my journey alkaline. Man, like I said, this was hard. I've been real emotional about it lately. I think the hardest part was telling Brittany, just because she knew Dwayne. And a lot of people probably don't even know who I'm talking about when I say Dwayne. But they thought Wayne's Views was my real name. No, that's my stage name. I'm Dwayne Dixon, y'all. And Brittany, she actually got to know Dwayne Dixon. And what made it hard for me was because she would call me like, hey, what's in your fridge? What? No, come through here. Like, no, this, you can't make a meal. I was making meals, Britt. I'm making meals. No. And she would come put food in my refrigerator. Like, Britt was there. Like no other. Man, so not even her. Like, there's a lot of people that I can shout out who was there. Deanna, for sure. Etavia. Man, the team, we got a big team. I met so many people. Chris. Oh, yes, y'all. Char, Tasha. It's a lot of names I could throw out there. Cliff. But it was really hard for me to come to terms with that. Because Brittany became my everyday. I love Brittany. I didn't want to end this and not have Brittany. Not be Dwayne without Brittany.
Don't cry. We'll make it through the night. For sure.
Without Ear Candy, without Britney's Baby. So I can't believe I'm really doing this, y'all, but I just got so many emotions and feelings. So Britney, I just thank you. I love you. We're gonna leave that there. Y'all, this was hard. I'm over here trying to make myself laugh. Like, what can I say next? Because I'm really, like I said, right now, it's more bitter than sweet. And I never imagined this departure, especially so soon. Like, I still got shit to do with Ear Candy. We was just about to go on tour. But I don't know. Everything happens for a reason. Everything definitely happens for a reason. And when I'm on, y'all on. Like, this was hard. This was harder than me trying to figure out if I was going to keep my kids or not. Y'all, this was hard. I took more time to think about this than that. Oh, my goodness. But it's been a hell of a year. It's been a hell of a year. Recently I was interviewed on the Deanna Kay Show again. And we talked about VIH again. Now, I had to reveal who exposed me to it. Blah, blah, blah. And it shut the internet down. I mean, that's what Wayne does. But I got a lot of backlash. And we had a show. And this is actually another reason as to why, you know, we stepped down. So as I was getting interviewed, we had a lot of live viewers on Facebook, and a lot of them were saying some really hateful things, like really hateful things, which small shit to a giant. But what fucked me up the most is the people that were saying these hurtful things have either opened up to me about some shit that's going on in their draws, or their partner opened up to me and let me know that they got this shit and they ain't told them yet. So it took everything in me not to retaliate. What? You said what? Oh, let me go in my inbox. Now, say that. It took everything in me not to be that guy. But that shit killed me. So that was hard. I don't like that. Like, I didn't ask for this. I did not ask for this. This, my inbox, this shit has been every day. I don't get a break. I didn't ask for this public fairy, this public figure. I just wanted to go use this as an outlet to talk to people and to encourage safe sex. Go have sex. Go get checked, because there's 90% of people out here that don't know they got herpes. Hello. The symptoms are the same as the common flu. Go get checked. It's free. HIV, yeah, you might not be, you don't have to be fucking guys to get it. Guys ain't the only one who get it. Black people ain't the only one who get it. Gays ain't the only one who get it. Get tested. It's free. Know your status. Ain't nobody out here telling the encouraging our black community to do that nowadays. BET used to have Wrap It Up. Where we at now? What they showing now? Who's actually in front of the black community saying, hey, y'all, let's go get tested. Here goes some condoms. Nobody. 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 Wow. So Wayne came through and tried to be that person for that community. That's the only thing I wanted. And it turned into just like a big catastrophe. It was just like literally crash and burn. And can't stop burning. So I'm tired. Like, if you want to hear about me, okay, well, social media is dead. I just really got to show people that I don't like it. I'm posting and going. So if I don't respond, don't take offense to it. I don't like social media. I don't. I really got to show people. Call me. I want a house phone. I just got rid of my iPhone. I got a fucking Android, which is just for calls when I leave the house. I want a house phone. I want a simple life, play outside, ride bikes. I need to invest in my kids because I might not be here. I may not be able to. Life is too short, y'all. I just want to enjoy my moments with my little ugly ass kids. I just want to enjoy the rest of whatever time I got on this earth. With my kids, I want to make sure that when I go, they good. I want to make good memories with them so they can at least, you know what I'm saying? I just need to invest in my mini-me's. They ugly as shit. Check out my Facebook to see them. I post them pretty often. I'm a very active father. I don't want to be a daddy, but I love the shit out of them little niggas. And I love to give them back to their moms when it's their time. But Ear Candy Radio, man, I wonder if y'all gonna miss me. I wonder if y'all gonna miss me the way I'm gonna miss y'all. We still had a lot of work to do. We had a lot of work to do, so still bitter, but you know they say you separate to elevate. So this could be my little separation process to heal myself and to be who I really need to be to this community. Because it's yeah, I could say alkali, 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 but I need to be a guinea pig to it. I want to show people, like, alkali, like it really works. And shout out to Ear Candy Radio. You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com. Earcandyradio.com. Man, y'all better keep that commercial, Ear Candy. Don't be playing with me. I need to hear that all the time. And if y'all redo it, I'm going to have to sue you, boo. I'm just playing with y'all. It's all love. It's all love. It's all love. But yes, I do got some upcoming projects. It's not the end of Wayne's Views. Don't think that. It's just a separation for the time being. But be on the lookout for your Wayne's Views glasses, your Wayne's Views contacts, prescription and color, your Wayne's Views lashes, because I want y'all to see the world through my eyes. I'm going to also have all my Wayne's Views hats, bandanas. We getting the gear right. We got shirts, socks, all that coming. All that. Wayne's Views. Y'all got to see the world through my eyes. Wow. My last Friday with Ear Candy Radio. Wow. I'm going to still ride for my team. You know what I'm saying? I'm Ear Candy alum now. You feel me? So I'm going to always ride for my team on Mondays. Listen to Gabby on Mondays. Get your money right. Tune in on Mondays. On Tuesday, of course, it's my girl, Deanna K, with Secret Battles at 7 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we got Precious Moments.
This your girl, Precious, with Precious Moments on Ear Candy Radio, with a variety of subjects and topics that we'll discuss. It's Precious Moments. Let's make them together on Ear Candy Radio.
Also on Wednesdays, we have Lovey Joe's show, Sex, Lies, and Wine.
Hey, y'all. This your girl, Lovey Joe, the host of Sex, Lies, and Wine on Ear Candy Radio. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Yes, yes, yes. Some of that. She needs to twerk. I think she needs, this is just a Wayne's view, but I feel as though she needs to bounce that ass every time that theme song come on. Also on Thursdays is All Things Matters with the CEO of Ear Candy Radio, Miss Brittany C. Miller. Make sure y'all tune in every Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. She always got some good interviews and stuff lined up. On Fridays, it was me, but Fridays is available. If y'all want to have a show on Ear Candy Radio, make sure y'all get in touch with me. I'll put y'all in the right direction. Y'all can be great with Ear Candy. On Sundays, we got Let's Talk Love with Ocean Love.
Hey, what's up? You're tuned in with Ocean. Let's Talk Love on Ear Candy Radio.
Yes, Ear Candy. I just got to go ahead and give y'all my drop. I got to play it again. It's my last time on the network. So shout out to Wayne's Views on Ear Candy Radio.
They say I got a big ego. I guess I got a big ego. Best independent internet black radio. Ear Candy Radio. Ooh, they don't feel me though. I got the tea, I got the scoop, the worldwide news. Sit back and just relax, this is Wayne's Views.
Yes. I love y'all, dog. I love y'all, dog. I don't know why I was sitting there crying like a little bitch. A little bitch. I've just been really emotional like a little bitch lately on this period. But I'm thugging. Like, them not fucking tears. My eyes be sweating. Fuck, you ain't heard? Hell, dog. You better get with it. Ear Candy Radio, dog.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing. We're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
All right, it's a wrap. Y'all, thank y'all so much for the opportunity to be one of your favorite hosts. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to wear my heart on my sleeve. And for accepting me and for the denial. I just thank y'all for everything in between. But like I said, this is not the end of Wayne's View. So stay tuned. Follow me on Snapchat, Uncle_Man with 2 N's. On Facebook, I am Wayne Views or Wayne's apostrophe S Views. On IG, I'm _WorldwideWayne. And on Twitter, _WorldwideWayne with the underscore after Wayne. Again, to my Ear Candy Radio family, I love you, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I don't know if y'all heard, but Beyonce came out with this dope song when she released that Coachella performance on Netflix, and I'm just going to end the show with that. It's actually a line dance at the end, so if y'all will stay tuned into the end, don't be surprised if y'all see me in a Spider-Man costume. But again, y'all, this is Wayne's Views. We up out of here. Here's Beyonce with Before I Let Go. Yeah.